Welcome back. 1300 01 1170. Now, Fletchy and I have been doing this fasting, 24-hour fasting, and we are limping to the line.
Oh, yeah.
And thank God the doors crashed open. And our man, Simon Hill, joins us. G'day, Simon.
Are you on fasting, are you?
Yeah.
24 hours. Faulty.
Faulty. I had the COVID jab on Friday.
Did you?
First one. 8 hours. I was like, yep, bit of a sore arm, no problems. And then I went to bed at night. Bang. Absolutely floored me.
Did it?
36 hours. Yeah.
Wow.
Sweats, shivers, headaches, tiredness. Horrible. But got over it. Fine. 36 hours later, boom.
Okay. Back into it.
Yeah.
That doesn't fill me with confidence.
That's apparently a regular story. That's what happens to a lot of people. Not everybody, but
faulty.
Faulty.
Now, well, speaking about faulty towers, I know you love them, but Monty Python, Simon, they were formed
Monty
on this day in 1969, 52 years ago.
Wow. Wow. And sadly, I was alive then.
Yeah.
Only just. Yeah, John Cleese was one of those guys, obviously growing up in England as I did.
Mm.
You know, he was everywhere when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s. Fawlty Towers, Monty Python, various sketches that he used to do with Rowan Atkinson as well. It's a thing called The Secret Policeman's Ball. I don't know if you have that over here. But a very, very funny man. I actually went to see him when he was in Sydney a few years ago. It's a bit melancholic these days, isn't
it?
I think he's got a lot of alimony to pay.
Yeah. Well,
what's your best? Because there's only 12 episodes of Fawlty Towers, mate. What's your best episode?
Oh, the Mrs. Richards one.
Yeah.
The deaf lady. Mrs. Richards! Switch it, turn it.
Oh. Yeah, the view.
Would you like me to get it mended?
Oh, Basil. Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Do we have to talk about football? Can't we keep talking about this?
No, we can talk about this if you want.
Actually, before we move on to football, shittest town you've ever been to?
There's a few. I would probably say in England, sorry to anybody listening from this particular town, Stoke never thrilled me.
Oh, yeah.
Stoke.
Where is Stoke?
It's sort of the North Midlands.
Yeah.
It's halfway between Birmingham and nowhere.
Is that different than Stoke-on-Trent?
No, that is Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh, correct.
Yeah.
What did Trent do?
Trent's a river.
Oh, that was like a local witch or something.
Yeah, that's possibly the most Australian thing you've ever said. What did Trent do?
Oh, no.
Faulty.
The battery doesn't work.
Oh, thank God you turned up, Simon. We were limping big time. What about our girl, Sam Kerr? She's won the Super League with Chelsea.
She has, and the Golden Boots as well. And she's also won Golden Boots, obviously, in Australia and in America. She's absolutely flying at the moment. Chelsea, of course, also in the Women's Champions League final against Barcelona. That's coming up this weekend in Gothenburg in Sweden. So she could win, you know, the whole lot. And, of course, there's the Olympics to come in Tokyo during the northern summer. So, you know, it's possible she could have, and I've said this a few times now, she could have, in our code of football, the best season out of any individual in history. I think it's that big.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the Matildas aren't travelling great.
No,
that's the caveat. What do we need? What does she need? Because obviously she needs
service.
Some support.
Yeah, she needs service in terms of it, you know, putting on chances for it. That's the sort of striker she is. She's not necessarily, I mean, she can create goals herself, but she relies on good service from players around her. That's something they've got to fix. Look, you know, it's early days for Tony Gustafsson. He only played two friendlies. They haven't played in 12 months. So we give them a little bit of leeway, but it was concerning the way they went down to Germany and the Netherlands, because the European nations are the teams that are coming up. The Americans are still up there, and one or two others, but the big European nations are investing millions of dollars in football, and we're nowhere near.
No.
Because we invest the smell of an oily rag here.
Mm.
Because, and I've said this before, and you don't like me saying this,
yeah,
all our money here goes to you boys.
Yeah.
And the AFL boys down south.
Well, not personally.
Not personally, obviously. Apart from Fletcher Towers, that, you know.
Yeah, it's good.
He's on the edge of Parramatta. But it's true. You know, we need a bit more money.
On Sam Kerr, was she spotted a long way out? Did we know for a long time that she was coming through? And if that's the case, is there another Sam Kerr waiting out here somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think back. She's been around for so long. I mean, she's playing in the National League when she was 15.
Wow.
So it's well over a decade ago. But you could tell even then that she had something a little bit special. And again, look, I'm not going to sit here as I'm going to whinge about the codes and everything, but you know, for 2 or 3 years when she was emerging, all the talk was, is she going to play AFLW? Is she going to play AFLW?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. You know, and this is why. She's got so many big opportunities. So she's a terrific player.
Hey, Simon, we've got to go. You're taking the reins after
six
this.
Till eight.
6 till 8, the global game with Simon Hill. And Alex Brosk will jump in there. Special guest is...
Graham Arnold, Socceroos coach. Oh,
absolutely. There he is. Stay with us right here. Same numbers apply. 1300 01 1170 and 0457 736. We'll see you tomorrow.